Like so many other service members, Sergeant Stacy Blackburn-Halsher watched the planes hit the trade towers and felt a greater calling to serve her country. She joined the Army. In 2002, 5 days after graduating high school, she arrived at basic training. 2 years later, at 19 years old, she deployed to Iraq as a combat engineer.
I guess it was also my own way of stepping into womanhood through my family's eyes, because I think that they still saw me as a little girl until I went to combat.
Sergeant Blackburn-Halsher spent her first deployment in Ramadi as part of an all-male tactical movement team. She provided security and logistical support and served as protection for allies as well as her own company. Other than Blackburn-Halsher, there were only two other women on the team.
In the heat of everything, we trained so much together that we trusted each other. It didn't matter. You know, when a firefight was going on, it wasn't like, okay, no, let him shoot because you're a female. We were very confident in each other's capabilities and abilities to perform the task at hand.
In 2009, she deployed to Afghanistan as a Marine. Because of her role with the all-male tactical team in Iraq, she caught the eye of her superiors, who were organizing female engagement teams, or FETs. Cultural differences in Afghanistan hindered male service members from talking to Afghan women and entering their homes, things that were vital to communication, strategy, and security. FETs were the only ones who could walk across these lines. FETs not only performed security and fighting operations, they were crucial liaisons connecting the Afghan community and U.S. forces. Sergeant Blackburn-Halsher says FETs were perceived as a third gender.
They didn't look at us as typical women or men. We were allowed to talk to the men and the women. That was something that was unheard of. And the women looked at us like, oh my God, who are they? They were very curious. They were cautious, too. But I think that we empowered them on the inside because they're like, well, maybe I don't have to do what I was told I need to do. Maybe I can do what the American women do and do what our men do.
As a pioneer of the FET program, Sergeant Blackburn-Halsher trained almost 200 other Marines and Navy corpsmen.
I had amazing leadership. They trusted me from the very first mission. Master Gunnery Sergeant Parker, he said, well, Sergeant Blackburn, this gonna make or break it. This is the very first one. I hope you do your thing. I know you're gonna do your thing, but this is all riding on you. No pressure. So I was like, good to go, Master Sergeant. I got this.
Today she's stationed at Marine Corps Air Station New River. She's also the mother of 2-year-old Naomi. She hopes to eventually become a drill instructor at Parris Island and end her long career as a sergeant major. Sergeant Blackburn-Halsher says it's the best way she could give back to the Corps, because it's not just a job, it's a lifestyle. She says from her personal experience, beginning with her first deployment in 2004, she's already served in combat, doing the same things as her brothers. There were no front lines.
For me to say that, hey, the imaginary front line that people keep putting out there is stopping at the compound doors to these Afghan homes, and I was able to go beyond that, I think that that was an eye-opener. Not only for our military, but for the entire world to say, hey, we're in a different time. This is a whole different era.
Sarah Wood, WHQR News.